You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
We can be angry or infuriated or outraged or furious or livid or incensed, all of which make us fit to be tied.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca. Great to see you.
Great to see you. And it's great to talk about all the different adjectives we have for being angry. And I was trying to think of what I would say, and I realized it was probably not something I could say on the radio.
I was keeping it clean. In other words, you were thinking of words that are not fit for the air.
Perfect. I like what you did there.
And we're going to talk about fit because there are all of these great fit to be expressions, fit to be tied being the one that means angry. We've got fit, the adjective, goes back hundreds of years, meaning in a suitable condition for doing or undergoing something, fit for service or fit to eat. And Rebecca, I assume this is a way that you use fit.
Absolutely. And I'm also always fit to eat.
Except things that are not fit for human consumption.
Yeah, and that's something I would say.
In the 1500s, we also get fit, meaning inclined or disposed, or even angry enough to, exhausted enough to, ready to do whatever. For example, fit to sink. There's an example in the Oxford English Dictionary along the lines of, they make you stand until you are fit to sink. But fit to sink also could mean embarrassed or alarmed. And I love that.
I do too, because it makes me think you were so embarrassed you wanted to sink into the floor.
Or under the table. Absolutely. I'm fit to sink. I may start using that one. We have fit to drop, which means exhausted. I cooked until I was fit to drop. And fit to be tied. We have evidence of this by the early 1800s for super angry. Rebecca, are you ever fit to be tied?
Rarely. I'm a pretty chill person.
But it means angry for you, yes?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I use it for sure.
There are dialects where fit to be tied can also mean excited or agitated. For me, fit to be tied is angry. Now, Rebecca, I am now going to share with you the gem, the gift of this segment, which is that in Australian and New Zealand slang, the way that you can say fit to be tied is ropeable.
That is awesome. And we are going to spread it around.
Ropeable, requiring restraint. And you can be ropeable about a proposal. You can be ropeable about what someone did. I think I'm going to start using this. We'll definitely spread it. Other fit to expressions, fit to bust, fit to burst. You can be fit to burst with joy or anger. We see this one starting in the 1800s. It can also mean to a great extent. So drinking till she was fit to bust, or he was running fit to burst.
Running fit to burst?
Yeah, he was running really hard.
Oh, I see. Okay.
In the 1800s in the U.S., we also have fit to kill, and this describes something done to excess, especially of dress. In other words, he came dressed fit to kill. And now I think what most of us would say is he came dressed to kill. And then another favorite, fit to split. You can laugh fit to split. You can say my headaches fit to split. The rhyme there is just priceless. Now, Rebecca, when I went to look at fit to be tied and the expression fit to burst, one of the things I noticed in the Google Books database is that both of those expressions have risen dramatically in frequency in the last 40 years. And that may be why some people are noticing fit to be tied right now, because it's having a moment.
Why is it having a moment?
This is how word fashion works. Expressions become fashionable for a while, and then we see what happens to them.
Well, Anne, thank you for sharing all the language quirks that are fit to air. We appreciate it.
I'm off to use the word ropeable.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.